Dude, free speech is the foundation of liberal democracy. No shit, Sherlock, but it's not supposed to be an unbounded right. It's literally the right that protects all the other rights. If you can't dissent, then all the other rights are on the chopping block. Okay, sure, but free speech must be balanced with other values, like truth and safety. That's why some speech is restricted. Like, you can't call 911 on your neighbors just because they're irritated that you're screaming at your monitor all day, or tell your friends to come and kill me just because I'm stealing your ladder points. And restricted speech always lands hardest on the most vulnerable people. Vulnerable people have actually been protected by their freedom to speak. Do you remember civil rights, women's suffrage, Stonewall? Do you think that those movements would have survived if MLK and Rosa Parks were banned from social media? Do you think MLK and Rosa Parks would even be discovered on today's social media? They drown in the swamp of Russian spam and failed comedian podcasts. Somebody has to moderate. Oh, what? And you want to hand that power to Elon? To Zuckerberg? Okay, come on. Platforms are private companies. They can make their own rules. So if someone lied about you on your subreddit, I bet you banned them too. Duh. But yesterday's crazy theory is today's scientific consensus. Tesla, Galileo, Socrates, they were all so-called misinformation spreaders. In the past, the ruling class might have restricted some speech to suppress people like Tesla and Galileo, but today, free speech has people literally believing in Jewish weather machines and flat Earth. That's the paradox. When lies are constantly going viral, then shutting some people up might actually protect other people who are actually telling the truth. Look, there are two ways to combat bad speech. Good speech or war. So unless you want to switch to killing each other every single time we disagree, we need to allow ideas to be aired and challenged through debate. The remedy for bad speech is more speech. Okay, but speeches can actually lead to war. Is the remedy to death threats just more death threats? Is the solution to child porn just more child porn? We need restrictions, or else this whole conversation immediately devolves into a dumpster fire. Okay, your micro is so bad, you need to just F1A everything because this is pathetic. And you, your macro is so bad, I'm not even sure if you're using hotkeys. The reality is that each of you are seeing different parts of the same bigger picture. Huh? When it comes to free speech, the defining polarity is rights and responsibilities. One of you is holding the mantle of our fundamental right to speak freely, and the other is holding the mantle of our responsibility to protect people from the harm that speaking freely can cause. The idea isn't to choose between rights and responsibilities, but to hold both in dynamic equilibrium. But here's the twist. We're not balancing rights and responsibilities in a vacuum. We're now balancing them on private platforms that are locked in an arms race to capture our attention, even if it costs us our sanity. In some contexts, more speech might be a remedy for bad speech, but in outrage-filled echo chambers, more speech just leads to more outrage. So how do we protect free speech in this new landscape? Well, if we want more speech to be the remedy for bad speech, we have to improve the health of the information landscape in which speech happens.
Yes, exactly. Wait, do we agree?
Just like a healthy gut keeps harmful bacteria in check, a healthy information landscape reduces the need for constant cleanup. Instead of asking moderation yes or no, we could ask, how do we use moderation in a way that allows us to need it less? That means creating conditions that reward curiosity and critical thought over outrage and spectacle.
So how do we do that?
Well, before posting, you could ask, would I say this to someone's face? Okay, yeah, and platforms can track metrics that actually indicate a healthy gut, so to speak. Like positive engagement, maybe, from people that are normally outside your bubble. And we could create cultural norms around things like steelmanning, where instead of tearing down the weakest versions of each other's arguments, we represent the strongest versions and engage with that instead. Okay, and how about changing the social media business model from an ad-based model that incentivizes inflammatory clickbait to subscriptions and comments-based models that incentivize actual, thoughtful discourse? Ultimately, the goal is to create spaces where signal rises above the noise, spaces that encourage the kind of speech that actually is a remedy for bad speech and actually does protect democracy from tyranny. So let's reframe the debate from free speech versus safety to, bear with me here, speech that undermines the possibility of future speech versus speech that preserves it. Sometimes protecting free speech means protecting controversial speech. Other times it means limiting coordinated harassment. But always with the aim of creating conditions for the widest breadth of voices to speak freely in a changing society. So, rematch?
Yeah, sure.